AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama put Russian President Putin on notice today that the U.S. could use offensive cyber muscle to retaliate for interference in the U.S. presidential election. This is Obama's strongest suggestion to date that Putin had been well aware of campaign email hacking.
The intelligence that I've seen gives me great confidence in their assessment that the Russians carried out this hack.
After 5 years of deadlock, the UN Security Council continues to wrestle with the carnage underway in Syria's largest city.
The Security Council scheduled yet another emergency meeting on Syria to figure out how to restart efforts to evacuate thousands of civilians trapped in the ruined city of Aleppo. Ban Ki-moon addressed the issue in stark terms at the outset of his final news conference as Secretary General.
The carnage in Syria remains a gaping hole in the global conscience. Aleppo is now a synonym for hell.
New Zealand's ambassador said if the council, which has been hamstrung by Russian vetoes, can't act, the matter needs to be brought before the 193-nation General Assembly, where no one has a veto. But General Assembly actions are not considered binding. Warren Levinson, New York.
The U.S. says a Chinese warship has seized one of our Navy underwater drones right under our noses.
The Pentagon says the unmanned glider was collecting unclassified data like water temperature and salinity in the South China Sea. A civilian Navy ship was in the process of recovering it yesterday when a Chinese warship approached.
Put a small boat in the water and took the UUV.
Navy Captain Jeff Davis says the Chinese ship acknowledged radio communications but ignored demands that the glider be given back. The U.S. has now formally issued a diplomatic complaint.
It is ours. It's clearly marked as ours. We would like it back, and we would like this not to happen again.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
This is AP Radio News. The mayor of Corpus Christi, Texas, says about 15% of his city can now access drinking water that is safe to consume after a harmful chemical leaked from an industrial plant.
We still got a big issue out there. We've got a lot of water coming. We've got stations for the public.
Mayor Dan McQueen says it remains unclear just how far back concerns over drinking water go from the faucet.
I'm hearing rumors that even as far back as before Thanksgiving, okay? I'm going to tell you, I don't know all of this data, but I'm hearing it, we're investigating it, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. And when I know we have definitive information, I will communicate that.
In the meantime, Mayor McQueen says residents should drink bottled water, that is, if they can find any of it. A run on bottled water in Corpus Christi has left very little, if any, on supermarket shelves in the Coast City. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.